Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick. We're here to continue our series of That One Play, and we've got an interesting choice, to say the least, tonight, and one I didn't entirely remember as being from this game, but an unsportsmanlike conduct call that occurred against the Patriots in 2012, Week 3. I think a lot of people may remember one that happened in the 2014 playoffs. We'll get to that, but the 2012 Week 3 was important to our guest tonight, who's Nick Ringrose. Nick, how you doing?
Good, Ken. How are you?
Wonderful. Always happy to meet new people and talk about this. Your first time on the show. Really appreciate you coming on. And this was also your first primetime game that you attended.
Correct. Yeah, it was an awesome night to be down at the stadium.
To lead us through kind of the lead up to this game a little bit, and I'll interject if there's anything I think needs to be added.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, Week 3, 2012, Ravens, Patriots at home here at M&T. I remember it was a huge, huge crowd, pretty much a full stadium. Remember a ton of penalties during this game. I think Ravens had like 10, 14 of them. Patriots up there as well. I just thought it was really cool. You know, obviously it was a AFC Championship rematch game from the year prior. This also was the huge Torrey Smith game where he played just hours after his younger brother had tragically passed away in that motorcycle accident earlier.
Yeah, and Torrey himself, of course, had a really big game. The Ravens allowed a bunch of first downs in the game. I remember that very much an uphill struggle for the Ravens at the end of this game, trailing by 9 with about 7 minutes to go. But some of that's before this penalty was called. So do you want to kind of walk us through where the game script was at that time?
Yeah, closing in at the end of the fourth quarter here. You know, we had just scored, got it up to 28-30, trailing. Needed to get a stop on defense. The play prior, Ladarius Webb grabbed that interception, which was called back on the illegal contact. And then immediately on the next play, after the Patriots had a 3-yard run, you got John Harbaugh getting called for his unsportsmanlike conduct coming out onto the field. Apparently, he was trying to get the attention of the referees to call a timeout. And that's when they had called the unsportsmanlike one.
Okay. So that got the crowd going, certainly in a chant I remember very well, but it was extremely well synced up.
Yeah, this was my first primetime game. Like we said, my season tickets are on 50-yard line upper deck, and the crowd was so synced, and everyone is stomping with the chant, and it felt like the upper deck was going to break off in the stadium, slide down onto the field. It was moving around so much.
Yeah, and they were doing a BS chant, and it was very much audible on the TV broadcast. You know, as I'm doing my analysis, certainly I listened to that a number of times, and Al Michaels even mentioned it. He said that this is about the best manure chant you've ever heard.
Right. I remember immediately wanting to come home and watch the broadcast to see could you hear it. And of course, as soon as you get home, everyone's like oh my God, I can't believe you were there. That was so crazy watching that on TV. And it was 10 times more crazy down at the stadium.
It was. It's certainly a very loud game and a critical point in the game because it happened, I think, 2:23 to go or something. Yeah, 2:23 to go. This penalty comes up and you really think the Ravens are just about done. They did have all three timeouts left. I guess they didn't have to call one after the penalty was walked off, but the penalty was enforced at the 40, which meant the ball moved across midfield on that. It wasn't looking good with Baltimore, trailing by two at that point. A field goal would have been terrifically bad news. But then Ridley ran for one. Ellerby and Nada sacked Brady together. And then he threw an incomplete that was deflected by our good friend Bernard Pollard on a hit by Kruger to get the ball back by punt.
Yeah, and then it was just an incredible close to that game. Flacco coming out, swinging it down the field to Jacoby, leading up all the way down the field so they could get that pass interference on McCourty to set up that Justin Tucker winner.
There you go. And let's come back to the Justin Tucker winner in a second because I want to talk about the unsportsmanlike call itself. An unusual one. First of all, always unusual to have it called on the bench. It does not happen often. But this one actually confused me in terms of your original request because I thought you were talking about the one from the playoffs. And that one had a different reason. It was Belichick exploiting the way the rules were written effectively, I think we'd have to say, but by not having to basically announce whether a player was in as an eligible receiver. And I believe the Ravens' argument at the time was, we have to know if he's eligible. And if he is eligible, we can change our personnel. Because a change of player to an eligible status is a change of personnel. And that, I believe, was encrypted into the rules or encoded into the rules the following year. But it certainly was something that at the time, Belichick was and Harbaugh were as upset as two coaches can be across the sidelines at each other, gesturing at each other and basically telling each other they're full of crap in each case. And after the game, Tom Brady had a very snide comment about it. I guess he needs to read the rule book kind of thing for John Harbaugh. And so it's just definitely made the rivalry that much more. And of course, he said that the week before the Deflategate scandal occurred against the Colts. So that unsportsmanlike call, Harbaugh said at the time they'd gotten out of the 10-yard or something line or something, and the penalty was only going to be a few additional yards. And so he said, no, we chose to take that penalty and, to chew out the referees for the officials for what we thought was the incorrect ruling. And I don't think it got a change, but I'm forgetting who the player was because he has a very long name, but you know what I'm talking about? Like, might begin HOO, but the tight end slash eligible. Sorry.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about the Eufy Video Lock because when I'm not podcasting, I am. My day job is a smart home specialist, and the Eufy Video Smart Lock is perfect. This is what you guys need to go get. It replaces the deadbolt on your door, so now you can come home without fumbling with keys. You can just type in a code or, even better, use your fingerprint to unlock after 1 second. You put your finger there, pops out, my door's open. It's perfect. It also is an integrated video doorbell. We've all seen the video doorbells. We all know the ones that are out there. I've seen many of them get stolen. No one's going to steal this because it's your door lock. It's impossible for them to steal. There's no monthly fee. Other ones do. But this one, it'll record locally, so you never have to pay if you don't want to. The battery, it lasts up to 4 months. Plus, it notifies you ahead of time. And I mentioned earlier, 1 second fingerprint recognition? No, I meant 1 second till it opens. The AI self-learning chip will learn your fingerprint even faster, and then it opens up. Completely keyless entry. No more keys. And I know I set this up as I'm a smart home specialist, but anyone can install this. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. And then you're done. Guys, I love this product. Make sure you check it out. Now, here's the easiest thing to do. Just go on to Google or whatever you prefer and search Eufy Video Lock. That's EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door, just like me, just like Ken.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Offensive lineman who was ineligible on some plays and eligible on others is the guy who was at the heart of that controversy.
Yeah, this one from 2012 is really interesting. I don't know if you recall, this is the year of the quote replacement refs when the original ones were on strike. I don't know if he was trying to intimidate him, like the broadcast, Chris Collinsworth, I believe it was, ensued. He was trying to intimidate the ref, saying NFL is cracking down on this thing for this game here now. I don't know. I think he was trying to call timeout, and maybe there was just confusion with the ref of, you know, who needs to be over here by the bench to communicate with the head coach. So I just thought it was interesting ensuing that manure chant. It was just super awesome experience, you know, first primetime game. And that just completely captivated me. I was a Ravens fan before, you know, born and raised here in Baltimore. So it was in the DNA. But after being there and experiencing that, I was all in, just started to consume my life after that.
The Ravens certainly have extraordinary success playing at home in prime time in the Harbaugh era. They've only lost a couple of games, but you know, it's funny as an analyst, I hate night football, and I make no bones about it, because if you want to be just a fan of the game, that's a boring way to put it. If you're a fan of the game, you don't have the commitment of many hours after of analysis. You're not committed to it. But you know, I have to write my piece. So I have to do podcasts the next day, and it's a much tighter schedule to work with to have night football, which just kind of sucks for me. But otherwise, you know, I love the excitement of night football, same as anybody else, and just don't like the weather as much, and I don't like the difficulty in terms of putting the pieces together. But the bank is rocking for a Monday night game or a Sunday night game. I think this one was a Sunday night, right?
Sunday night, right.
All right, I just wanted to say, you know, in terms of what happened the remainder of the game, the Ravens finally did get the ball back and then drove down the field, got the winner. And then the winner itself was controversial as well, right?
Yeah, 100%. I remember seeing the kick and, you know, of course, everyone in M&T was, this is good to go. We won the game right here. And it's crazy that that's how we ended up winning this game, because in the championship game, that was the Billy Cundiff whiff there. So awesome. And Tucker's rookie year that he was able to steal this game in this type of fashion. I believe it went over right over top of the right upright. I remember, I believe it was Will Fork was in the end zone, just giving that referee hell. And, you know, like you had mentioned, Belichick was nearly irate as the referees were exiting the field. I remember he grabbed one of them and it became a yes. big thing. With, I believe he got fined for that, at least a couple $1,000s.
Yeah, well, good thing too, and it's not going to put a dent in his pockets, obviously. But it's a good thing that he got reprimanded at least by the league for doing that. It was stranger than fiction in a lot of ways, because obviously, you know, the coach that's angry at the end is the coach that's angry. By the way, if you don't know this about television, that's the first person that the cameras look for after anything bad happens to their team. They want to immediately know, what is the coach? How's the coach feeling about this thing? And so they try and look like as stoic as if someone had just had a guilty sentence tossed on them. You know, they basically make no reaction if they possibly can. But in this case, Belichick was just beside himself over this. And in Tucker's case, he's 96 for 96 inside 30 yards in his career. This is a 27-yard field goal. There is... There had never been another kick where he came as close to missing it during his entire career to date from that from under 30 yards anyway. So incredible to me that that kick, you know, to win an iconic game like that early in that 2012 season was the one where he came the closest.
Yeah, it was a magnificent ending there. I rewatching it again to refresh myself here recently. You really probably could have called that kick either way. I guess it just depended on, you know, who that line judge was standing underneath that that right upright that night. Just felt was feeling lucky for the Ravens, I guess.
He had the best view, and I believe the ruling is the entire ball has to be inside the outside of the upright. And one of the comments from one of the official sidekick people of the booth guys, I believe, or perhaps it was the head of NFL officiating the next day. I'm not sure which it was, but the comment that I heard was, really, there's no one who can tell you if that was good except for the guy who's directly under the upright. He's the only one who's got the good view to tell you, did that ball really, you know, meet the criteria for being inside the upright?
Right, for sure. Yeah. I'm glad it was good. I think we all probably were here.
Would have been quite the disaster if it hadn't been good. Well, Nick, great having you on to discuss that game, and it's cool that that's your first night game memory, and you'll always, you know, we'll have that to tell your kids and whoever else. But tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
Yeah, on Twitter, I'm at bmoreflocked52. Not super active, but definitely getting more and more into it, following a lot more of Ravens fans and analysts on there.
All right. Outstanding. Thanks for coming on, Nick. And other folks out there, if you'd like to do a That One Play episode, just hit me up with a DM on Twitter. They're always open. I'll get back to you very quickly. Had lots of great ideas for this, but there seem to be a lot of weird ideas. Be happy with those, but there's a lot of great plays in Ravens history that have not yet been taken. Love to hear from you. Shannon Sharpe's 96-yard catch, not yet taken in 2000. 2008, the Suggs game-sealing pick six on the screen pass against Cleveland, just to give you two ideas. Neither of those plays are taken. So if you're interested, just DM me and I'll get right back to you. Nick, thanks again for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Ken.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELDWYN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELDWYN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.